Oh, Radio 191 FM podcast? Nice one.
And I'm now joined by two uber special guests here on the program. We've got Lucky Omen, and we've got Ads coming in for some chats.
Yo.
So it's pretty based. How are we doing this morning?
Good.
Doing good?
Yeah. It was actually like the first day that I didn't see the sunrise because it was so grey.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I kind of expected it to be like this every day in Otepoorsi, so to have this be the first day like that is pretty...
It's pretty surreal,
pretty
eh?
Pretty good, yeah.
This has been a recurring theme of today's show, actually, is just talking about how not winter
yeah.
is. You know, it's serving summer.
Yeah.
It's giving hot.
Yeah, I feel that too. If you want a beautiful autumn drive, though, go Queen's Drive.
Mm.
That is absolutely spectacular at the moment.
Perfect.
I recommend it. Or if you're on campus, go near the Mellor Laboratories.
Mm.
There's like a tree area in there, and it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's very orange.
The ivy wall there?
Yeah, the ivy wall.
Yeah.
And then you go in, and there's this courtyard of like maple, Japanese maples. And if it's very orange,
yes.
I really recommend
Lovely.
It.
Super cool.
Yeah.
How are you this morning, Ed?
I'm good. I'm excited because, we've got some really cool music happening live in here.
We do.
Which is very cool, with a very cool musician who's done many things.
We do have a very cool musician who's done many things. In fact, I want to actually touch on that. How many different acts have you been in, including your solo stuff?
Oh, this one is just like a rebranding of an old act that I kind of
Sir Queen?
Like, yeah.
All right.
And that was also
Sal Queen,
like, yeah, it used to be Sir Queen, Sal Queen. I just couldn't decide on the name, and then I think, yeah, it feels good to come back to it with a name that I feel settled on and that I like. It feels like the right time. So I guess there's that, and then there was Beat Wicks, and then there was Feruza.
Oh yeah, Feruza.
And then there was Riot Gull.
Yeah.
And then there was Porpoise and the Rhododendrons, and then I was in Soy Milk, and I was also in a band called Cox's Orange.
That's
wow.
right.
That's eight different
eight
things.
Different
I remember
things.
Wow.
Yeah, Cox's Orange, yeah.
Cox's Orange? What's the vibe
yeah,
with that?
Yeah, Quinn and I were in a band together once, and
oh,
it's
really?
Like, yeah, after a type of apple.
Oh.
Which apparently was the mayor's favourite apple, because we played at a council event once, and he commented that. So, I mean, Aaron Hawkins back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Coxins.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. It's weird that the Coxins Orange is named for an apple.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd be named for an orange.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's why that was the name of our band, because it was
True.
Just like
it
very
was a bit,
weird
yeah.
name for an apple.
Yeah, very silly.
Apple names are very weird. Like Royal Gala or Fuji or Pink Lady.
Mm.
Mm.
Granny Smith.
Granny Smith. Peas Good None Such.
Yeah, Peas Good None Such.
That's pretty
it's
good.
It's a giant
Whoa.
Apple.
Whoa.
It's very cool.
I don't like the big ones. They lose all flavour to me.
Good for cooking.
Not my vibes. Very true. Lucky, I want to touch on your new new name for Lucky Omen.
Yeah.
Is the Omen, does the Omen part stem from your kind of semi-recent delve into witchcraft and wizardry?
A little bit,
A little bit.
Actually, like, it kind of came from, I was just thinking about, because obviously my last name is Pollock, and I was trying to think of something that was like, that I could use to, like, word to replace that instead of Pollock. And then, I always used to pronounce Omen as Omen, actually, so that's how I, like, came to it.
Right.
And then I was like, and then it kind of just fits, because it does kind of, I don't know, like, I guess I've been getting more in touch with nature and spirituality and stuff, and like looking for, I don't know, just like signs and things, and like so it kind of feels reminiscent of that, and that's, I think, the direction I eventually want to take this project in, is more like exploring that sort of stuff with music. So
whenever I think of Omen, I think of in Prisoner of Azkaban, the Harry Potter 3, when there's the black dog Omen.
The Grim!
Yeah.
The Grim! What's the Grim?
That guy acted the shit out of that scene, and there's not been anything
great.
Else. So
Such
sad.
An icon.
But I think we've been yapping for a fair amount of time, and we are doing live to air, so I want to hear some music. I want to hear it now.
No.
But what tune do we have lined up for the first one?
It's called Red, and I just thought before this, like, some of these songs, I think this song is like almost 5 years old, which is crazy that it's been that much time, but it has. So that's my first song.
Cool. So. Well, here we have Lucky Omen about to play Red. You're listening to The One. Let's get this show on the road.
Yeah.
Me.
Cool.
That was Lucky. Was that song finished?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Clap between moves.
Yeah. I'll make sure to not be so interventionist next time.
It was done. Yeah.
That was a Lucky Omen with Red. And one thing I've noticed about your musicianship and how you sing is you often do the like,
yeah.
Like, so I know that's not like a mockery. That's just how I can make that noise without, you know, having good vocal cords. How do you, where does that come from?
I don't know. Well, I guess, I mean, I don't come from a classical background singing wise. I come from a classical background.
Classic, like, cool.
Classic, cool, yes. Yeah, because it's cool. with piano, and then I guess I, like, liked... I never really liked that kind of opera music that much, but I don't know, I guess it's just, like, how I started singing. I've always been a bit, like, dramatic and sort of operatic with that. Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, that's not something I do so much with beatworks, I guess, because it's more, like, poppy, so... But I don't know, I like that kind of thing, so it's nice to... Yeah, just do some of it.
It reminds me of Irish lilting.
Yeah,
very much.
Yeah, I love
very cool.
how melodic the Irish and Scottish accents are. Yeah. Very nice to listen to. I want to touch on you originally being from here and then moving to Wellington.
Yes.
How are you finding how are you navigating the differences in the music scenes?
Well, I think it's taken a while to sort of supplant myself there because I had glandular fever last year, so that's kind of like gotten in the way of me going out and doing stuff, and I had like a lot of gigs that I ended up having to cancel and stuff because I would just be getting sick all the time.
Yeah, I believe it was a couple times here.
Yeah.
You did a couple trips here that didn't happen, eh?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was like three, I think, like because I got sick literally every time just before, so I'm glad I'm not sick now.
Yes.
That's why I didn't organize like any gig this time, because I was like, I can't cancel another show, and like I'll just come here once, and if I manage to get down here and not be sick, then I'll organize something next time. So
the curse will be broken.
Yeah. But yeah, like I think I've been getting more involved with Pyramid Club. Just I had two gigs recently doing like flute for people, just people asking me to do flute for them. So that's been cool, kind of just like getting all like involved that way, and like I hadn't been asked to play gigs for ages, but then like I don't know, I've been kind of trying to work through a lot of negative thinking I think I had around like worrying about what people think about me, and realizing that I was like, you know, relying too much on that. And like literally as soon as I start like working on that, in the past 2 weeks I've been asked to play three gigs.
Wow.
Which is like, that's kind of funny. So
actually so dope, man.
Yeah.
Manifesting.
So, yeah, it looks that's like so it's cool. Picking up. So
mean.
But yeah, I should probably tune for the I'm just
What's the next song called?
It's called Sunu Perception.
Sunu Perception?
Yeah.
What does that come from? Sunu.
Huh?
What is Sunu?
Pursue. Pursue. No.
Pursue no perception. I thought it was Sunu Perception.
No,
I was like, where does that word come from? Like, what's the etymology?
Like pseudo perception, but not.
Oh, I guess pseudo.
No.
Pursuno. Okay.
That's not what it is.
We have a miscellaneous track.
Yeah.
And I guess, is it about not wanting to be perceived or having struggles with your own perception, external and internal?
Well, I think that last song was actually kind of more about that. Like, I mean, the last song I changed the lyrics quite a bit. Uh-huh. I mean, with a lot of these, I've been revisiting the lyrics because I just didn't really like them. And they were kind of connected to a lot of things that I didn't really want to be connected to as much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Moving on from some stuff.
Yeah. And then I guess this one's actually like, I don't know, it's a bit more positive.
Uh-huh.
And it's about, like, yeah, moving on from past things of a relationship and entering a new one. But then it does end up getting kind of, like, sad at the end. But usually it goes on to, like, then a happy song, but I'm, like, not good enough at playing that song. So unfortunately, I'm going to end it on another sad note. Nah. Just a warning. Just a warning.
I love a bit of sadness on a Friday. Yeah. And, I mean, we had a lot of happiness at the start of the show with disco, so it's good to balance these things out.
Nice. You know. I think it fits the weather right now.
Yeah.
As well.
Mm. It's so gloomy.
So gloomy. It's so gloomy, people.
It's so gloomy.
I never said we could be so gloomy. We outdid them. It's so rainy, so wet, wet day. Anyway, enough of that. So, pursue no perception.
Pursue new perception.
Pursue new perception.
Yeah, that's why, it's not new, not no.
Pursue we got new there. Perception.
Yeah.
Okay.
I should have said it slower.
I should have had better ears.
No. We got there eventually.
We did indeed. Here is Lucky Omen playing Pursue New Perception here on The One. Let's go.
Before informed connections renewed.
Song over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Awesome. That was Lucky Omen with Pursue New Perception, getting a warm welcome round of applause here from our in-studio audience. Just great stuff. Absolutely great stuff.
It's just funny because, like, there's just the three of us in here. Like, neither of you are looking at me while I'm performing because it's like, it feels like, okay, I can understand, like, it would feel a bit weird just, like, like both, like, looking, but it's also kind of funny just, like.
Either my eyes are bolted to something or
like, I was like, I don't know if you want me to look at you or not because it's so intimate and so close.
Mm. Yeah.
I want to do a silly little game. Can we do high and low and see how high and low each of us can go?
Oh.
Up to you. Will it bust your vocal cords?
No. I think, like, yeah, it might. Wait, I'll just move back from the mic.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna go high as hell.
Yeah, true.
Okay, wait, no. Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn.
Whoa. I can't. Oh, yeah, low.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
The point is not even singing, it's sound.
Yeah. Yeah, what is singing if it's not just sound?
What is singing? Yeah, that is
what
true.
What is singing if it's not just sound?
Yeah.
This is a lot of fun. I'm loving this little live to ear. What's the next track we have in store, the Lucky?
This one is
the
called
Lucky.
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 Lucky. Oh, sometimes people mishear my name and they think it's
Lucky. Oh, Licky.
Licky.
Licky, no. Can you get Locky a bit?
Yeah, Locky? I actually haven't got that for some reason. I've just got Licky.
Licky. My name Locky. Is, oh my god.
Locky.
I like the name Locky.
Yeah, Locky.
It's a cute name.
Oh yeah, Locky, wait, did I say the name of this tune? I don't know if I did.
The title is just the sound of guitars
sound
being
of
tuned.
It's a great name.
Sunu Perception. This is Sunu Perception.
This one has an easier name. So, it's called Difficult.
Cool. Is it about something difficult?
It's about... Well, you'll find out.
We'll find out, folks.
Find out.
No spoilies. No spoilies.
I mean, it's kind of like answered in the first line of the question about what the difficult thing is.
Does it feel good to be reconnecting with guitar? Because I feel like you were primarily working with guitar for most of your music-making life.
Yeah, and I, like, didn't play it at all last year. Like, I think I touched it once and, like, I had, like, a jam and came up with, like, four different ideas and then just, like, never used it again. It was just like, oh, that's me.
It's all muscle memory.
Mm. But the reason I got back into the guitar this year is because I started doing a course at Te Maringawa Aotearoa. I'm doing the, like, full immersion level 3 and 4 and, well, because, like, a lot of waiata are on the guitar, so I was like, I'll pick it up again. It's a good reason to, like, I don't know, like, support, like, the class and, like, playing the waiata on the guitar because, like, other people couldn't play it. So, and then through that got me, like, into it more. And then I was like, oh, let's, I don't know. I also, like, had one gig last year playing stuff on the piano with Angus. Mm. We did, like, a show, and I guess I was revisiting these songs. And then, yeah, I kind of just felt more ready to revisit them. And
And then we're ready to rock. Here is Lucky Omen with Difficult. Listen to the one. Let's hear it.
To move slightly. Okay.
Nice choice.
Yeah. There we go. Then I can reach things.
Thank you. this lucky omen with Difficult, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the end of the song?
That was the end of the song?
That was the end of the
song. Okay, yes. Fantastic. All right, well, thank you so much for coming through and playing these tracks. I really appreciate
it. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Can we expect to see a project from you dropping this year? Any kind of project?
I think so, yeah.
Because cool. You said you were recording for this, right?
I am indeed. Yeah. I've been recording while I've been here, so should have something. Yeah.
We're happy to get you back on the program. When it drops.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
From distance, of course. That was Lucky Omen with Difficult. That was their live. It's all wrapped up. Is there anything either of you would like to say before we depart?
Thanks again for having me. It's been lovely. I hope you enjoy this grey morning, and this music has been a nice accompanying to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Look after yourself and take your vitamin D if you haven't yet.
Look after yourself. Vitamin C and vitamin D. And why not E or B, just for good measure.
You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. Find audio like this online at r1.co.nz or wherever quality podcasts congregate.